Exclusive, Tom Emmer, Tim Walz is a pathological liar who might put Minnesota in play for Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on August 26, 2024. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, is a pathological liar who might put Minnesota in play for former President Donald Trump. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Host Mike Slater walked through some of Walz's lies, observing that the governor and vice presidential hopeful seems to lie about things for no apparent reason. Watch, Representative Tom Emmer on how Republicans can expand the House majority. We talked to one of the guys who was in the National Guard with him. And one of my questions was, he says he was a command sergeant major. But, like, sergeant major is still pretty awesome. Like, just say you're a sergeant. Like, why do you have to make up the one step higher for no reason? Slater asked. And now we have two other lies where he made it seem as if he went to Harvard. And then the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce had to tell Tim Walz, this back in 2006 during his congressional campaign, to knock it off, saying that you received an award from the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. They're like, we never gave you an award. So it's like weird little lies that aren't necessary. What is up with that? He asked. The Stolen Valor one, I would argue, is not a little lie, Emmer said, as Slater agreed. He's just shading the truth. But that Stolen Valor one's been out there since 2008. Nobody in Minnesota had the courage to publish it. Watch, NBC's Holt, we were quite touched by Walz talking about experience with IVF that family says didn't happen. The Harris administration, this should be front page news, has already acknowledged that Tim Walz lied about his military record. They have already acknowledged that Tim Walz lied about his DUI arrest back in the early 2000s where he tried to get out of the arrest by saying he was hard of hearing. He didn't understand what was going on, Emmer said, noting that the Harris campaign has already acknowledged that this guy is a pathological liar. And that doesn't seem to be making headline news in our mainstream news media, which maybe they're a little bit like the Drudge Report. They just want to ignore the truth. This guy is a pathological liar. He's not popular in Minnesota. People don't understand in the last election that he just barely won with 52% of the vote. We have 87 counties, Mike, he said, explaining that Walz only won 13 of those counties. The other 74 he got 37% of the vote. In fact, in his own congressional district, Mike, he lost it by 8 points. This guy himself might put Minnesota in play for Donald Trump, Emmer predicted. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, August 26, 2024. That would make former President Donald Trump's goal even easier. As he made it clear he is going after traditionally blue states this election cycle, including Minnesota. One of the other things I'm going to do, and I may be foolish in doing it, is I'm going to make a heavy play for New York, heavy play for New Jersey, heavy play for Virginia, heavy play for New Mexico, and a heavy play for a state that hasn't been won in years. Minnesota, Trump told Breitbart News, following through with these goals. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.